Welcome back to the Dope Girls Detroit podcast.
Hey.
Hey,
y'all. Hey, everybody.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm all fast. This week, we have, of course, the usual suspects.
Alex Monet.
Kenny B.
And Allison.
And then we have a very special guest.
Yes, yes.
Very special.
The so what? Funny and unique and upscale smoke.
Okay.
Queen here.
Oh, queen.
Yes, love it.
I'm going to let her introduce herself. She's much better at it.
Mella Moetta. Pony to a bitch that do it better.
Period.
Okay, hold on. Wait, let me put my stuff back on. They gave me tequila, guys.
Oh, yeah, we drinking that Anejo, that Patron, you know.
Oh, yo, guys. Nay-nay. Hold on, wait. It's kicking in.
I'm screaming.
Okay.
Yes. Hello, I'm back.
So, yes, this week, this is our dope girl, Mella Moet, and she is owner of Upscale Smoke, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So, I'm going to let her introduce her line.
So, I am Mella Moet, and my business is Upscale Smoke, and you can find us at www.upscalesmoke.com. I sell upscale luxury smoke accessories for girls and anybody who is just fly and brave enough to be stylish. Yeah, we're like the girl section of the smoke shop. So, you know, you can just go to the dispensary and it's just like Borno pipes for everybody. And it's like my stuff. No, we're going to be cute. It's going to match your outfit. Your nails are going to be popping with it. Your lips aren't going to be black and your nails won't be yellow. Your nail tech won't curse you out. So just get with me.
Yes, upscale smokers.
Okay, period.
So with that being said, how did you get into cannabis? Like, what was your first intro to cannabis?
So since I'm legal now,
so you are illegal.
Exactly. Honestly, I used to hang out with a lot of people who are older than me. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of an influence. So when they were just like kicking back and stuff, it was like it came across and I'm like, okay, so socially that way, and I'm not gonna say the age I was, but just smoking socially. And then high school, I really got into it. College,
girl, that, you mean before high school?
Oh yeah,
she said that's why she said she wasn't gonna say how old she was when she started.
Okay,
I don't want to make it hot too early.
I know.
But yeah, so it was definitely before high school, and I told my mom already, so I don't feel shame. And yeah, when I got to high school, like, other people were doing it, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay, now other people are doing it, not just me and my other friend. And then when I got to college, that's when I started learning about, like, different tastes and strands and white people weed. So it was
not
just like,
weed,
yeah, it was white people weed, and that's just really turned me, like, really, like, okay.
So when did you say you start smoking for personal reasons, like, for yourself? Because I heard you say, like, everybody's doing it. So when did you start doing it for yourself? Like, I need a blunt.
Before high school. Because once I started smoking it, it was like just a chill thing. Mm-hmm. And now every time I wanted to chill, I wanted to smoke. So at that point, it was just like, I was just a young girl smoking and I wasn't even thinking about what everybody else was doing. I knew I wasn't supposed to be doing it, but it was just literally me and my friend would put our money together, like our skating land money, and just like not go to skating land and go. Well, when I started smoking weed, guys, you had to go knock on the door and then the person will give it to you out of the mailbox. So, yeah. So I started smoking then. And so it was just a thing. Literally just me and my best friend. We just like, we need a quarter.
So now is your smoking experience different?
Yeah, because
like, are you smoking for the same reasons as I'm just to chill?
Yeah, I smoke to chill. I smoke for anxiety. I smoke to settle my stomach. I smoke to focus. And yeah. I write music and I find that if I smoke, I'm more zoned in, type of thing. So it really helps me just be chill. I took breaks from smoking before. Mm-hmm. I gained all my weight back, get fat and just.
Like, that doesn't work.
So no, but I stopped smoking before and stuff. But it's just like, it's not something, it's just a part of me now. It's not like something I do, it's just something that's in my life now. Right.
So is that what made you want to start your business?
Absolutely, because anything that I do, I feel like I can make money from. So I figured, why not take something I do every single day and benefit off of it? So basically, I was watching an interview with Trina, and she was talking about how she got her first check. And she took her check and she gave it to her mom, and her mom invested all across Miami in real estate. This was literally like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know. And I got up and I just started looking for like weed accessories. Literally, it popped in my mind. Like 4 o'clock in the morning, I watched this interview and I'm just like, what can I do to just catapult Mella Moet to the next level, but still be true to myself? Like, I needed a brand extension of myself. And that's how it came apart. And so I started finding wholesalers and just communicating with them and just being up to like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Cause you know, over there overseas, you gotta,
So with wholesalers, like, how did you find the right one? Cause I know it's hard to find the right vendor.
Yeah.
How did you narrow down your vendors?
I'm lazy, so I paid somebody to give me a vendor.
No, I did too.
Yeah.
I
don't feel you. So you can go and search for one and scrap and scrabble, but I just don't have time for that. So I paid somebody who actually had a list and pictures of what I wanted, and I found the first thing was the smoke rings, and I was like, girl, come on now, that I gotta have that.
Right.
And
so
then
cute.
Yeah, those so too really cute. What, love them. I had to have them. And then when I saw the pipes and I knew they were compatible, well, I thought about hookah. You can do it for hookah too. So I was like, oh, that could be a double whammy. And I was like, oh, it come in different colors. And then when I contacted the lady, she was super nice and just like showing me everything she had, and I was like, oh, I could do anything. So then that gave me the confidence to reach out to another wholesaler. And so then I started doing the work on my own, even though I'm lazy, but still I did the work on my own for the second to just kind of, I'm like, okay. So I got my second wholesaler, and that's where you see I introduced my LED trays and things like that. So yeah,
so that doesn't sound like the work of a lazy person,
right? It sounds like you were working hard.
I was a
just
little
that
bit.
4 a.m.
Right, just up at 4 a.m. looking for stuff
after you smoke
every day. And my vendors just be like, I talk to you in the morning and at night, Mella. When do you go to sleep? I'm like, as soon as you send the package. Like, I need it. And it was just like, it just literally blew up overnight.
Cool.
I ordered
what a blessing.
Probably like two of each of everything and bust the package down and went to a party.
And sold out.
And wow. Sold out.
That's so what's up.
Your first sale was at a party.
Yeah, it was a kickback. Right. Yeah, it was a kickback for one of our friends when COVID
and
started.
And I'm about to say, they was in there smoking anyway. They like, they absolutely were smoking hella weed. I need a ring to smoke my
as
blunt
soon as
with.
I seen your
when
rings,
COVID started.
As soon as I seen your rings, I was like, I need one.
Yes.
This is your new baby. This.
Oh, yeah. This started in June.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh, look at you.
June.
Yeah. Look at you. They don't take long. It don't take long at all.
When you got time on your hands, utilize it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Providing the streets with what they need, what they didn't even think they wanted.
Needed. Okay,
I'm the candy lady.
Okay, girl. Do you think that it's important for women in our business to like come together and do what we're doing right now and sit and talk? And
yes, absolutely. Let me tell y'all something that was so inspiring to me. My friend, her name is Nalise, Not Your Basic Balloons, and they did sets, like just say this room. Every person displayed what they did. Two of them are balloon artists, and then one of them is event decor decoration. And they all got together doing the same type of business and did just like some mock sets and came together, and we all did promo that day. Like, I have upscale smoke. You can just take a picture in front of something with my pipes. My girl has balloons. She did balloons. And it was just, and the place was a new place. So we're networking with a new place. They new artists, and they're all doing the same thing. When do you ever see people who do the
people
same
coming
thing?
Together. Coming together. Right, because they're so afraid that, oh, you're going to steal my business idea.
Competition.
Yes.
That's
but
the crazy
you need
thing.
Competition.
You need competition. Yes. When I first came out with my stuff, literally, probably like 2 months after, I saw stuff popping up that looked like mine, even my slogans. But I was like, but I had so many people in my inbox telling me, oh, I saw this, but ain't nobody doing it like you. Ain't nobody selling it like you. So I really encourage you that if you know that this is something that's in your path, even if everybody else is doing it, if you do it right, you're going to jump to the front of the line.
And
period.
If you stay true to your authentic self, because I felt the same way with events and the lifestyle events that mm-hmm. I used to give. And back in 2009, everybody, mm-hmm. you know, coming to me, things went kind of left. And then I started seeing, like, copycats. Yeah. But everybody still like, but nah, you know what I'm saying? You do it different. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. The hospitality. Everybody yeah. don't Absolutely. Have that. Customer exactly. service. The little things
and
matter.
Style.
Yeah, yes. that too.
Presentable.
Just yes. the way that you come up.
And so I had to get out of my head like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore because mm-hmm. everybody doing it. But no, the streets still want you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you still have something to give. And this is my passion of, you know,
XYZ
events and yeah. just a people person. And so mm-hmm. that was very discouraging, but I found a way to push.
Yeah, you got
that.
To make yes. it through, because I got a little irritated. I was seeing, because like one of my things is smoking just so I cute. So then you'll see people like, smoking is just got beautiful. Smoking, I'm just like, girl.
That's a thing. Like, people are really saying yeah. that?
No, but that's what happens when you have a business and people see it. It's like people don't necessarily, I don't want to say that they're copying off of you.
They are not, inspired.
Yeah, but imitation inspired. Is a form
and
of flattery.
That's what I was about to say. Mm-hmm. The imitation is supposed to be the biggest form of flattery. Oh. So it's kind of like, yeah, you know, smoking just got beautiful or whatever, but it's smoking got cute first.
Period.
But, and that's just how, you know. You I got know. Your customer and everything like that. You always, like you said, you always going to have competition. Healthy competition is mm-hmm. good. As long as they're not legitimately going on your page and be like, that skull thing, I'm going to sell that exact thing right
oh,
there.
Oh, do it. No. Do it. Go ahead. Sell the exact same one. Do it, baby. I don't even care.
I'm screaming. She said, do it, baby. I don't even care.
I mean, people going to know you're not original. That's on you.
Oh, yep. I know that's right.
That is on you. Sell it, baby.
Okay.
Make it hot.
You bitches selling skull pipes?
Oh, make it hot, baby.
Don't
Period.
Say that. I'm just playing.
Do it. I've seen any people come. And then I think the biggest irritation is people come and be like, oh, my friend sell that. And I'd be like, girl, PayPal or Cash App. Like,
exactly.
who cares about that?
Literally.
Like,
literally.
Are you buying from me or not?
Or
Kudos.
Friend.
Yeah. Right. Was you over here scaling me up? Bye.
I do have a question. Mm-hmm. So we talked about, briefly touched on what may have discouraged you. But I wanted to know, like, did you ever get discouraged, or were you always confident with your business mm-hmm. while promoting, selling, putting it out there?
Even if I'm not confident, I put up a face that I am.
Okay.
Because.
That is so true.
Yeah, you got to.
Even if I'm not confident, like, I don't want. And that's the misconception about me, is that I'm always confident. And that's fine. Like,
I think that's the misconception for a lot
yeah.
of people.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Strong people do not get a handkerchief. Okay, they don't get people telling them and patting them on their back,
that's
like because we don't cry or we don't show it immediately. We don't wear it on our sleeves. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a lot of people catering to our emotional selves. So mm-hmm. when you like that, I've already, from the beginning of life, like I've always been this way. So I always want to appear confident, even if I don't know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
because when people approach me, I want them to know that, even if I don't know that you can, I can learn it and be able to spit it back at you yep. and it'd be beautiful.
Right.
So I always want to appear as I'm confident. I'm never going to go into a situation not confident. That's just not me. Like, even if I don't talk, I look confident.
Right. I love that answer. Yeah. And I'll say, like, because I'm not from here. I'm from Ohio.
Okay.
And moving up here, the confidence and the hustle that Detroit people just mm-hmm. in general have.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Like, it taught me things about myself. Like,
yeah,
girl, you don't have to be, just because you might think it might not pop off or be how you want it to be. There are people out there saying, fuck it, do it. And you know, just learn your own path.
I swear. Yeah.
And that's crazy, because every, you know, the events at the Last Loft place or anything or any event I give, when I come to work, you know, and I'm dressed and I come mm-hmm. back before that event, when I get out of my car and I'm calling y'all, come get the ice, come mm-hmm. get the liquor. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous to even walk upstairs in a room, and I just mm-hmm. do this, like, get it together, wow. push it to the back. Every event I walk in, I'm nervous. I'm scared, but once I got off them elevators, it's like
you nope, can't be. Do you want people to believe Chris you Jenner or not?
And y'all like never noticed yeah, it, and I'll no, just be like, "How? Like,
yeah,
that's what I was going to say every single like, time."
I've never thought of you as a person that didn't have confidence or lacked see? It at all. Mm-hmm. Until we got on here, and then you started talking, you being more vulnerable and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But I'm like my auntie Danielle, bro. She that's a boss. Yeah. That's like she's, and that's why I call you boss lady, because you're literally like a boss. And that's when you think of a boss, you don't think of somebody that's not confident or yes, anything like that. But at the same time, like sitting here talking to you, or just even with Alex, it's like y'all are the people that I look at and I'm like, these are bosses. Like yeah, they gonna do what they gotta do, but then y'all come on here, y'all get vulnerable, and it make me feel like factor, okay, like I can do it too, mm-hmm, because they feel the same way I be feeling.
Of yeah, course,
facing your fears. Yeah. I said girl, this year that's me, you are the
same. We're literally the same person. We have,
if you
the
really
want to
get deep about it, we it's can really a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah. Really.
Mm-hmm. Explain.
Right. Go ahead. Go deep into it. It's okay. Get into it.
We'll call this the indica session.
Okay. Because I'm going to say get into it. Go ahead. We can get deep in here.
You know, I don't like people messing with me.
Period. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I myself personally would like to appear confident so that you know automatically when I come into a room, I am someone of substance that mm-hmm. you cannot just fool around over, get over on, okay, yeah, or do anything to. And I know what I'm talking about. Again, mm-hmm, even if I don't know what I'm talking about,
you're going to act like it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Do you want people to believe in you or not?
Right.
If you're out of business, seriously.
And do you, because I know you had some failures, mm-hmm, like, and how did you handle those?
Failures. So how I handle failure, I'm not bad
at
failing.
And if that's what you want to call it. Like, yeah, that may not be
it could
the
be
right
trial
term
and error.
Setbacks.
Yeah.
Setbacks.
Yeah. Not even a failure. Trial and error, setback.
Bump in the road.
Well, yeah. So I had I'm going to say this. It's not a setback still, but it is something I have to get around because I'm a new mom.
Okay. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. You done had two babies.
Exactly. So, she's 2 years old.
Okay. Oh.
So, my baby is like the motivation, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, but also my teaching tool on how to keep hustling with a kid.
Okay.
Because I've made it to 28 without one. And just living my full 20 life.
Hey. I love that for you. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Yes. Y'all got kids?
No. I'm trying to be like you.
Yes.
I'm trying to be like you.
I'm almost there, girl.
I'm trying to be like
this,
you.
This mic went out a little bit, but live your life.
Yes. I can attest to
girl,
that.
Absolutely.
I don't understand when people normalized having kids in their 20s and being married in their 20s.
Girl, it's to each your own.
What you do?
Some people... That's what they want. Like, yeah, they want, because I had my first child at what, 21, 22.
Mm-hmm.
And
I envy you.
And I can say I was able to still live my 20 life because I had a very supportive mother who
great
was there for me.
The best grandma in the world.
Yep,
my girl.
With a baby.
My girl.
My firstborn.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes. So this Alex Dope Girl is my firstborn. And she made me want to push harder. It was like, okay, my daughter is not about to see me do this. Mm. She's not. And I can say in the beginning, we were on what? Food stamps. And I had to go
that's
to the
fine
place where you got the whole book. But I said, guess
mama
what? This a year. And after this year, my baby will not have to come
and I'm
to this
say,
place.
As a child, I don't even remember none of
you
that.
You don't.
And I'm going to do wig. I did all that I had to do for a whole year.
Okay.
And then guess what? I was like, my baby going to have the things that she need, she was my motivation.
Right. Absolutely.
I got up, went looking for a job. Thank God. Yeah. I was still in school.
Okay.
I completed, got my degree.
Mm-hmm.
But she was the motivation. Like, I wanted to be her role model. I wasn't about to live with a dude, like having my baby live with 4 and 5 different boys.
Just real nasty, real ratchet, real gutter snipe.
I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, I chose to be a mother. This wasn't her choice. So I have to set the example.
Mindset.
And everybody's different. Like, that was me. So for the first 5 years of her life, I got my life, and then I got married.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to do.
Then I got married at 27. So,
yeah, make it hype, Danielle.
So as a mother, because we talk about that often on here, how Danielle is very, very, very specific on how old you have to be.
21 and up to smoke and drink.
And our whole lives has been like that. Okay. So how do you feel about that
even
as a mother?
Even though they cheated.
I mean, we didn't smoke with you.
We didn't smoke with you.
Unnecessarily.
But how do you feel personally? Now you have a 2-year-old, right?
Mm-hmm.
When she comes to you and she's like, let's just say 16, 17, 18, and she's like, Mom.
Or does she smell the smoke in the house?
Like, how do you go about that as a mother who smokes? Because that's something that we encourage, honestly. Mothers who smoke are still dope. Like, they still do things that they're supposed to do. So how do you feel about that as a mother? Be honest. Be completely honest.
I want to make sure I don't want to influence her.
Okay.
So I don't want to have it in the house and she just by way of come across weed because
of me.
How
old is your baby?
2. She'll be 2 next month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, baby.
Hey, girl. Ooh, happy birthday. Coco Melon.
Wait.
Okay, come on, Coco Melon. Come on, Coco Melon.
Coco Melon. Oh, that's her junk.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's having a Coco Melon party. I know. But, I don't want to influence her just by way of just being in the house. I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think her dad views it as a bad thing. Me and him are actually building a business around it.
Okay.
That's the person who we just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
As
parents.
Two as people adults. With a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you would say 21. Like, babe, if you're 21 and that's what you want.
You're not going to sit in my house and smoke weed.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't think so.
This is what happens when you become a mother.
Because some people's parents aren't like that.
Some people's parents
are literally like, when they find out their kids smoke, they're like, I would rather you do it in the house where I can see you.
But that is like me saying, go buy you a fifth of Hennessy.
Some people's parents do that.
They do.
That's why I was asking.
I'm a little bit more old school.
Who like that?
And that's stupid.
And I'm about to say I know some people very close to me.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell y'all, I started smoking when I was 13. So okay. I'm gonna tell. It's not your mind.
That's around the age I first. I wouldn't say
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna just keep it real.
I started.
I'm gonna tell you because we all girls and we all being young and it's probably people. So I did start smoking when I was 13. And
what grade were you in specifically?
That's 8th grade.
Is it 8th?
Yeah.
Because it depends on her birthday. It might have been.
She could have been younger.
I'm about to say that's honestly when I started.
And you don't understand the access that these kids have.
It's completely different.
These days have way more.
We had access when I was younger, and on my senior trip, we went and bought liquor. And drank it.
Girl, we was drinking it.
We
already.
Even did try to smoke, but I wasn't in the 7th
I'm about
grade.
Say, I
mean, to each
like,
his own. Yeah. I did try things in high school, but it was nothing that I constantly indulged in. I can say I was a full grown adult before I was drinking, smoking.
Yeah.
And I probably was 30.
But
closer
I hear you
to
say
smoking.
That all the time, but kids these days are exposed
I mean, I know
to
that.
So much.
And I was about
stuff,
to say,
and
like,
I need you to
even,
but that don't. I was exposed to it. I just chose not to. Mm-hmm. You know, I came from the hood, McKenzie, Ohio, and Wyoming area where they was doing way more than smoking weed. And no one was going to school. People used to skip. I chose not to take that path. I
for
still
sure.
walked to school by myself. I knew I was going to college. I just knew the path I wanted to take. And I saw the people who were indulging in the other path.
And
I saw their
like.
Lifestyle. And I didn't,
you didn't want that.
That.
Exactly.
I didn't want that.
I don't even think I was thinking about looking at their lifestyle.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I
wasn't either.
I came from a country background, and I always just wanted something different. And so anything that I felt like was not going to take me there, I was not about to do.
And I think, because I was about to say, it's a difference between, like, your generation and even your generation and my generation because...
We two totally
and,
different.
But
so,
the thing, but even with things. Me, us two, it's like... My generation, when I got to 9th grade, they was already, like...
So are you Generation X?
I'm a millennial. I'm either Generation Z or I'm a millennial. It's like I'm in that in-between.
How old are you?
I'm 20. 4. Oh, Jesus. Z. I forgot.
Generation Z.
How old are you?
30.
Yeah. Technically 2 years because of the years, but.
She was like 3 years.
No. You're Generation Z. I'm a millennial. How old are you?
I'm a millennial.
She's a millennial.
Okay.
So it's like, even the difference between y'all is crazy because, like, you could say that the access to smoking is very different than what she was because I was around her when
it was going on. I don't think it's really smoking, y'all.
It's more access.
And I was around cousins before me.
Exactly. Even when Alex was like introducing me to it, it was more access when she was gone and I was with my friends by myself. We was in school.
Oh, yeah,
like,
it was hard to get weed when I was
in school. Oh, it was hard?
All the weekend were in Detroit and I stayed in Southfield. Right. And I was young, so I only wanted a gram.
Exactly.
Detroit all the way to Southfield just to get me a gram.
And we walking around, like, when I tell you, we was walking around like on dummy missions trying to find it. Like, it was the craziest thing. When I got to the point where my friends were smoking and stuff like that, it was easy. I would be with them and they were like, oh yeah, I got it already. And it's like, how did you climb? Okay, because when I was there, we had to climb 12 mountains and
I was a senior in high school, people did have weed. That's when they started like
having and it. By that point, I was a sophomore or a freshman. So it's like, that's why I always ask, like, how would you feel? Because people in my generation, they're going to be like, oh, I don't care if my kids smoke.
Yeah, that is the big difference. Me, I just want her to find her own path.
Yeah.
She's a girl like me, and I know what girls get into. So I know how I got into it. I just teach her to be a leader and to not give into peer pressure. I didn't give into peer pressure. Mm-hmm. Literally, me and my best friend, we saw that movie.
What's the movie, girl?
I think it's called, like 16 or something?
13!
Oh, 13! That's my era.
I love that movie.
I have no idea what that is.
13 is a good movie. Go and watch it. If you ever have another kid,
is a good movie.
So it was really our life, except for any hard drugs, but that was us. 13. Mm-hmm. That was my life at 13. Like, I was hanging out. My best friend. One of my old best friends, her house was next door to all the older kids who were in high school. So when they used to get their mama car and they used to sit in the hatchback and smoke weed and ride around to, I used to go to Clark Elementary on the east side. And we used to go into the parking lot and sit in the hatchback and smoke a hella like mid. Like, no, this is when Gans came out. We used to call ourselves Gans girls. Gans girls. So yeah, so like we would literally go back and then they would have Hypnotic. So we would drink.
Y'all drinking Incredible Hulks and stuff.
Yes.
Girls. So we was but the thing about it is my mama and my foundation was so grounded that I did never veered off and went crazy. Okay. I just was a kid who got straight A's. People don't even know I got straight A's. I got good grades, but I just did stuff that I shouldn't have been doing. Yeah. But you can't test that. I mean, you can, but it's just like, what are you gonna say to somebody that get good grades?
Yeah. Right. So as moms, what would y'all say to y'all kids?
I was about to say, are you gonna teach your daughter about weed or like how is that?
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna have to because I smoke. I never saw the only time I saw my mom smoke was. She was with her girlfriend and it smelled like weed and I knew it was weed because I smoked weed.
Girl.
Yeah. This one swore. See, I didn't know she smoked for the longest.
Yeah. My mama, I didn't know, but you... She told me.
She's not hiding it then.
I used to be like, how she mad at me for smoking? Is she downstairs in the basement?
And she be like, Kendall, they be down in the basement smoking all the... But you know what?
But let me tell you something. I'm a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, you're right.
And until you become a grown-ass woman, but I feel stay like a kid I feel, and do what kids do.
I feel like it's a conversation that should be had. No. Like,
we can have I initiate
it. What you say? Do as I am, not as...
Yes.
So do as I say, like, not as I do.
So but that you is have like, to talk to kids. You can't just be
like, that's true. This is the new thing.
You know.
It's the new.
Y'all, you know what? Y'all new kids get on my nerves.
Period.
Y'all, no.
Y'all demand all these demands. Shut up.
They demand a lot of explanations.
Yeah. I'm sorry you didn't get that treatment when you were younger.
You think, well, so what?
I'm sorry.
And when I'm paying for your entire life, you going to tell me what else, girl?
We need to discuss it.
But it's not even one of the things. It's not even that. It's the fact that if you don't tell me, I'm going to go out into the world and find out. You see, I went into the world and found out.
I understand the conversation, but the conversation doesn't mean go smoke.
I mean, yeah.
It's not that, but if you would have honestly had a conversation, sat down and had a conversation with me,
you wouldn't have smoked.
I probably
you would have kept smoking.
And honestly,
I wouldn't have did half the things I did. I wouldn't have got it from certain people. I wouldn't have smoked from certain people. I
would have been smarter about it.
There you go.
Just think about it. When you feel denied from somebody, especially your parent, it's kind of like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to find my own way.
What do you mean? Okay. That's stupid mistakes that we make being young. And you suffer the consequences of the decisions that you make.
Because I was like,
so why not be able to assist them?
Yeah.
I'm not assisting.
Not assist, but explain. Like, talk to me. Because I'm gonna be real with you. I have a parent that didn't talk to me about none of that.
Yeah.
I found out about it literally in the street. Like, the only thing that she talked to me about was sex, and even that was like halfway a conversation. So with that, me being a person,
y'all don't even be wanting to talk. I'm trying to talk, and it's nothing.
Okay, but
how you trying to talk though?
Yeah,
I'm so trying to talk. Fucking?
What? No, that is never what I would say to my kid. Did she just say that out loud?
She's like, what?
But
girl,
you gotta think about it.
I am still,
you gotta think about you gotta think about your relationship with
I
was crazy. I did that on purpose for a reaction.
She was outraged.
Jesus,
did she just say that?
She said, "Hold on, Kendall. Wait a minute."
That is like not anything I say.
You might too old.
We need a clap or a pause in the break.
Okay.
Wait, it's gonna be like
okay,
and it's gonna come back on. Okay, guys, so we're back. So we were talking about being a mom,
and having a kid that you know, talking to your kid.
But you okay? Clearly, I hear y'all telling talk to the kids. Yeah. Tell them okay. Trying to do that, doing that will get better, but that is never gonna be, oh, okay, I'll talk to her now, she go do it. No, it's still gonna be a conversation.
Yeah, and that's understand. But my friend said something that sat with me, kind of, you know, it sat with me because one of my friends has a child.
Okay.
And we were just talking about, you know, having children and stuff like that. And one of my friends was just like, kids are gonna do what they wanna do regardless of how you teach them. Yeah. And that's very true. You could sit there and you could tell me, you could tell Alex, you can tell all of us, like, do not smoke before you're 21 because you don't need to. But at the end of the day, if they're curious about it, they're going to do it. But if you educate them before
they'll just do it a little better.
And I know that's not better than nothing. As a parent, I'm not a parent. Like, I don't have any kids, but I have nieces and nephews.
But you're a child.
Exactly.
You're a daughter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I have nieces and nephews, so I would know how I would feel if my niece and nephew came to me and was like, Auntie, I want to smoke.
I can't wait till y'all have kids.
And that's another thing. Even you listening to us right now is going to be easier for one of us to come to you as a mother and be like, Danielle, what do I do? Because this little girl, this little boy is tripping. And you're going to be like, okay, well, when you was this age, or blah, blah, or even my mom, when you was this age, blah, 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 you're going to be able to help us like you are now. It's just, I feel like the conversation is needed.
Okay.
Keeping it away from a kid is worse damage than teaching them about it and being like, this is what can happen if you do it. Because they're, like I said, they're going to do whatever they want regardless, behind your back, whatever.
Well, and this your is kid feeling I can like receive they can't it. Talk to you.
Exactly. That's the worst. You don't want your kids to feel like they can't talk to you because it's going to be so much going on.
Just say it, baby. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm about to say, y'all might as well just talk.
Sorry, guys. We had a little break. I'm trying to do a little animation or something. Sorry.
I was screaming.
But yeah,
we need
I don't
you
know.
On the show every week.
I will come in and breeze through as your honorary guest.
I'm about to say, you're the best.
Honorary
co-host. Okay. Yeah. I swear to
we
God.
Got a couple of them. You
okay,
might as well.
I will come and make it hot, baby.
Fun questions. Y'all want to do some fun?
Yeah, we can do some fun.
Girl. I think we need to leave the sativa session.
Okay.
I've had enough.
We can leave the sativa session.
I'm ready for the hybrid. Yeah. Okay. So
I just make sure.
I have some would you rather questions for
you. Okay.
You like it?
Ooh, this is my
favorite. Okay. So I'm gonna start her off with the question I already asked us last time.
Okay.
So I want to hear her answer. So would you prefer a morning blunt or an evening blunt?
Or morning.
Oh, I like your style.
It starts my day. It's okay. Breakfast in the morning. It's a bagel. It's coffee.
Are you smoking before you eat or are you smoking while you
before.
Eat?
That's going to give me my appetite.
Mm-hmm. Okay, period.
Mm-hmm. I got to. I'm not even hungry.
Okay. Me, same.
Smoking gives you an appetite?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm. My body is coming down, baby.
Okay.
Being calm.
Maybe that's what it is, because when I'm coming down, uh-huh. that's when I'm hungry. But actually, while I'm actually high, I'm not hungry. I don't eat.
Oh, see, I'm hungry when I'm high.
Yeah, it's like when I'm coming down from the high, that's when I get hungry.
I get what you're saying. I recognize that I have to eat. Mm-hmm. So I smoke because honestly, it curbs my appetite personally. So I know that if throughout the day, if I want to have the energy that I need to smoke in the morning, I need to smoke in the evening, I need to smoke at night if I want to go to sleep.
You prefer that morning blunt though, right?
Oh, I gotta have it. If I don't, it's like throw the day away.
Okay.
So can you are you one of those people that can sleep without smoking?
No.
Exactly. Oh, so you can't. So you're
wee hours of the morning.
So it's kind of both. It's the morning blunt and the night blunt.
The morning gets me started because at night I have gained bad anxiety over the
girl, me too.
Over COVID.
Yeah.
So I find myself just like being randomly up. Waking up, my heart is just like pounding.
Same.
So
I got you.
It'd be like 3 o'clock in the morning, and so that night blunt really just be like me smoking
relaxing.
That put me to sleep.
Yeah. It calms you. Oh my god! I smoke like 3 at a time though, like just to feel like I'm doing an activity to get my mind off of whatever is racing my heart.
You smoke 3 full. Like, okay, what do you prefer to roll? Would you rather papers or backwoods?
Papers.
Really?
I like you.
The backwoods is like, I mean, I smoke it. I'm not going to roll it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got you. But you, overall, papers?
No. I smoke Dutches. I get into modes.
Okay. Yeah. What's Dutches now?
Dutches
are like a fake backwood.
I'm going to say an upgraded Swisher, honestly. It's like, it's the middle between a backwood and a Swisher.
Mm-hmm. And you say no to backwoods because you don't want the dark lips or the harsh.
I don't smoke that much weed in one blunt.
Because
I smoke by myself all the time.
Yeah.
So I can smoke a quarter of weed.
A Dutch is good for you then.
Yeah, I'm not going to put 3 grams in a blunt. That's just not how I smoke.
I see people do that. I'll be like, what is the point?
I smoke by myself. Like, I'm not a rapper.
When you smoke, once you're high, do you put the blunt out or do you smoke the whole blunt?
I put it out. I'm like a putter-outer and picker-backer-upper.
Thank you.
So,
one will last me like 2 days if I'm just...
Maybe not.
Two days?
Exactly.
I'm like you in the morning, and then it depends on if I can...
She got kids.
Do it.
Yeah. You got things in the middle of everything.
And she sometimes, like maybe if school's back in, I can get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because since they know I'm in the basement, I found a new spot. Girl, Jesus.
They already...
However,
girl, your kids is
cool. And my kids are becoming familiar. It was kind of hard. Well, that my 12-year-old, she knows, but we haven't had the conversation.
Just
of
a good
it.
Time. I'm about to
but
say have I'm it. Telling you, have it.
But
it happened
she,
with me
because I made some brownies and then I left home and I called like, you know, not to eat them brownies. She's like, yes, mommy, I know.
So she got an idea.
I told you.
I told you.
I started at 13.
Yeah,
she knows.
I don't see her doing that at all.
Oh, but y'all don't see her.
But she's different from your other two because your other two are different. Her, she's very different. I could see her not doing it.
Don't underestimate.
Morgan different. Yeah, because Riley is totally
right. But it's. I honestly think it's being the youngest child.
And I was a stay-at-home mom for her.
That's and like so she's so.
Child.
It's like one of them.
She's always been like that.
She's always been like that. Even when she was younger.
Where's mommy?
Exactly.
Let's be around mommy.
And nobody else is ever like that.
At 13 years
exactly.
old.
Exactly. But when you used to it, or even when she be around me. I babysat her for a little while, so it's just kind of like she was used to it. So I think
you smoke around my baby?
No, never. Ooh. I'm saying that me and her wait. Have a special relationship. Oh, you mean, because I used to babysit.
I would never smoke
never.
That's my baby.
I can't smoke around kids. Never. Period.
That's disrespectful. Yeah, to me.
And I know how you feel about it too. So I would never do nothing like
that's
that.
That's
like ever.
The utmost disrespect for me. Even if you smoke in front of your own kid, I will pass the blunt.
Thank people. Now I've been around friends who smoke and they kids there. I'm good.
I don't want you to see me doing it. I don't care. Yeah, I will pass the whole entire session and just because your baby is there.
Yep, and it's all about how I carry myself. And I know they smell it and they and like, girl, it don't matter. It matters to me.
Because I don't want him to see an adult at my just indulging.
If he saw that, he'll be.
Oh, well, my mama did it in front of me, so it's okay.
Yeah. Or just bring it up in conversation with other little baby kids.
Yeah. Okay, my mama be smoking this thing that smells like a skunk. You're going to be like,
I be smoking at home. Like, no.
My mama got that pack.
I'm screaming.
He smokes eyes.
I'm like, no. Okay, so I have another question for you. Mm-hmm. Would you prefer a regular pipe or a pretty pipe?
Yeah, a pretty pipe, of course. It's so diverse. So you can put it on a hookah. It depends on the hose. Okay. You can stuff it like a one shooter. Okay. So,
you want no samples? Oh, this is not very visual.
I mean, it is visual, but she don't have none. But
I do have some stuff in a car.
I'm about to say, if you want to, I can record you doing some stuff. And you can put it on the YouTube page for you.
Yeah, and so the pipes, you can stuff it as a one shooter, so you can put the buds of weed actually just in it. You know how like you'd be like, oh, shit, I'm on my lunch break?
Yeah.
Put your little bud of weed in it. Boom. You good?
Be doing it. I'll be on TikTok. They'd be like, I smoked before I went back to
last
my break.
Night, I did not have a Dutch, and that's what I was doing last night. I probably smoked like a 1.7 in that. And I love my pretty pipes.
Okay, Rihanna or Snoop Dogg, who do you want to smoke with?
Good question.
That is a great question. Make it high. I love that. Make it high.
Warm it up, baby.
I love that.
Snoop Dogg or Rihanna? I think I probably would go Rihanna because it's girls.
Yeah.
And I know Snoop Dogg probably would be rolling weed and not explaining it to me. So
you know what's funny? I follow this girl on Instagram who I talk to every now and again. She has a clothing line. She's a black owned clothing line. Her name is Upstreet Kids. Her name is Char. And she's friends with Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, okay.
And for the Halloween or whatever, they smoked with Snoop Dogg. But not only Snoop Dogg, his mother.
Ooh.
His mother gave her weed and shrooms for Christmas.
Ooh, that's a good girl.
So it's like, you know, I was like, okay, she got to smoke with Snoop Dogg and everything. And I'm like, you know what? Smoking with Snoop Dogg, honestly, is like, I love Rihanna, but honestly, it's like above Ri.
I love her. It's top tier. Rihanna wants to smoke with Snoop Dogg.
She would be like, you chose me over Snoop Dogg, like you're crazy. Like, I know she would be like,
only
but I understand where you're coming from.
Because we will be able to do so many girl things and so many TikToks.
Rihanna and Melissa and all the girls.
Like, we will be like doing so much girl stuff. Like, people don't see girls in action just smoking weed, rolling it up, and being girly.
She was one of the first. She was one of the first.
I love that picture on your page when it's like, sometimes you just need your girlfriends, one on the bed, one on the floor, smoking
with their
laptop.
I got that as a tray. It's a magnet top to it too, so you won't spill. I haven't put it out yet.
I have to put my orders
in. Yeah, I haven't put it out yet. So I do have a girl, like any type of pictures or anything you want on something, I do outsource to that.
So
like
you do
my
like
girl,
customize?
Absolutely. Okay. So okay, we do cool, all cool, that. Cool, so cool. This is, again, keep birthing your brand, keep expanding your brand, keep getting into things that, because I know when I do pop-up shops, like how I met Danielle.
Yep.
I had marijuana there.
We met at a pop-up shop.
Wow. Okay.
I walked through the door. She was
first
there.
Table number
period.
One.
Period.
Okay. Pop-up shop etiquette number rule when I'm 101, get the first table. Uh-huh. Because when I come in, if you get my stuff, like, you're not going to get old girl stuff.
Okay, the door,
she was
soon
right there.
She was right there.
And that's exactly
like,
how you should be.
Okay. Like, exactly. We literally stopped and was like, oh, what's this?
Yes. So I've learned that because I did a lot of pop-up shops. And it's like, sometimes you sit in the back, even though I'm a unique vendor there, somebody else might have edibles. So I learned that or whatever. And it's just trial and error, but I learned, be at the front, stand up,
mm-hmm. talk to people and yep. know what you're talking about and be confident in it, and gotcha. People are going to flock to you, even mm-hmm. if they don't like your stuff, even if they just like how you look. Like, mm-hmm. I want to go over there you and see what she's talking about.
You know what else I noticed about your pop-up when we were there? Nobody else had a, when we came in, you had a iPad with a slideshow of your stuff.
Okay.
The only one in the room with a slideshow.
Period. Because so the people can see and I subscribe. Right. If you need me to pull up my website, I can't. So that and that's what that. I mean about somebody and you the same know thing.
That is a part of like business 101, especially in the cannabis industry, yes. being visual and tech savvy. Yes. So you like right now I'm in a class that's mm-hmm. teaching us all of these things, okay. and that's like number one.
Yes.
And you hit it off the bat.
Period. Just, you yep. have to be. I understand that. Okay, so I understand the type of person that I am because mama used to tell me all the time. She used to be like, I used to get mad when people copy me when I was in like elementary. I'd be like, she copying me. She mm-hmm. wearing my her hair like mine. Mm-hmm. She talking like me, mama. And my mom used to be like, Janae, that's good. Because mm-hmm. I used to be different friends. Yeah. All my friends. I was like, why they copying me, mama? Why mm-hmm. she want Angelica like me? And she used to be like, you a leader. You yep. people follow
they
you.
They want to be you.
If you are mad, other people are mad. If yep. it's a good, if you're not having a good day, nobody else is going to have a good day, Janae. So, like, yeah. I've learned that about myself. So, even now, when I'm talking about the defense mechanism, if I come in here and y'all all bubbly, like, or I would say all my friends all bubbly and stuff, and I don't have, and I'm not, they know.
Yeah.
They like.
I'm the same
but
way.
But it's like, what sometimes I hate that. It's like bittersweet because I don't want to
I can't
be,
have a bad day.
Okay. But it's like, I want to be able to have a bad day, but it's like when I do, it's
everybody
like, what's wrong?
You're going to be
you mad.
But know that
like,
about
do I
yourself.
Just have a bad day.
Know that about yourself that you carry the momentum yeah. of others. Yeah. You set the tone of the room. When you walk in, people follow under what you set.
Like I said, it's a good way to look at it.
It's a good.
I'd be like,
I had to.
Don't tell
you have
me
to
I'm
embrace
mad.
It. Okay. Embrace it. Embrace that people are interested in the fact that your light came in a room and I want to dim this shit.
Oh,
I can.
Yes, I don't think y'all realize your
aura
power.
And energy. Yeah.
But I feel like with people, because I feel like I deal with the same thing. Especially my friends in high school would tell you, like, I'll come to school with headphones in. They like, what's wrong with Kendall? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't want to be bothered, but I think that it's a part of leadership that's like in you that you don't realize is in you until later on. Mm-hmm. And you're like, how
you
is it that my mood
that
yeah like, it's like, how is my mood affecting you so much if I'm just chilling, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at
I'm
you
telling
but
you,
why is my mood affecting
but
you so
but
much?
You can't even ask that question. You
have
to show
it.
Up on it yeah. own it that I know if I come in here with a bad stinking ass attitude, I'm going to ruin the entire trip.
Yeah,
so
even if
home,
I don't talk
yep,
stay
yep,
home
it together.
Yep. Or okay. just turn it on. Hey y'all!
Right, try to be fake
on.
A little bit.
Or
little bit.
I learned I'm not gonna exacerbate myself and come in here and just give y'all all the energy that y'all need and I don't have it. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna come here and do it because I can't. So right. and even if that may piss some people off, even if I can't answer the phone, I can't do it right now.
Mm-hmm. And you gotta do that
because
for
I'm on 10 all the time. Yeah. Period. I'm on 10
and
all the time.
I feel like that comes. That goes with the confidence that you have in yourself. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to be confident enough to know that I don't feel like being talked to. I'm yep. going to be confident to know I can fuck with you for a little. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, it all depends. I feel like with me personally, I think I'm learning how to gain that self-control.
Okay.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
yourself. Like, mm-hmm. you have to have control over your emotion in that time at that. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? Even right now. Like, I'm choosing, you know what I'm saying? You choose not to say what you want to
exactly.
say. Certain things, and you choose to say certain things. So, I feel like it all flows with each other. Like, I know that. I think my fault is not having the full confidence. I wish I had it
mm-hmm.
now. Not to say that I don't want to have it in the future, but I know that I have little things to get over.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there, you know?
But it's even confident of you to realize that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to know you have growth and things you have to do.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, It's so many things that I'm insecure about. Like, mm-hmm. I would never tell people. So, like, because people insecure. Are just trash. People, and I'm about to say, because
they will literally pray. It is people that will literally pray on your downfall.
Hold on. Baby.
Why would you ever tell anybody where you weak at?
When man. I tell you those insecurities for me,
girl.
Your they family. Can run insecurities can run so deep that yeah. it literally affects how you talk, mm-hmm. walk, speak, act.
Yep.
Everything. Sound, everything. Thank and you. It's just where do you find that confidence? Like for me, I think I'm struggling where to find that confidence to mm-hmm. have where I'm able to grow within myself. Because yeah. I'm always worried about the wrong things about how people feel about
That's
me.
That's the problem.
Yeah. That's yeah. it. You know what else I also
that right there.
When you feel
Worry.
Good, you look good. I mean, when you look good,
you feel good. Yeah. yeah. And I think it's very funny how it's one of those things now where it's like, you're too dressed up. You're too this. There's no such thing. No but you know what? You taught me that. I'm about to say, you have taught me. If nobody else has taught me that, Alex has taught me that there is no such that's thing as I being
if that's the case, we all should have been like, girl, why does she got no. on? Girl, okay. I respect those heels because okay. mine broke. Because okay. I was going to wear some.
You see, I got on Crocs and all types of stuff, but it's like it's having somebody in your corner that's just like, no matter what I'm do, I'm gonna be dressed up. I'm gonna be that bitch.
Better over than under.
They should. Exactly. At the end of, you okay. never know who and you gonna everyone, see. You never know who you gonna meet. You never know what you are gonna do. Baby. Or just for yourself. Honestly,
I learned that
like
from
you
her.
Said.
She be like, I don't know who I'm
gonna
see.
I'm about to say, Mary, because every time I see you,
Kroger, your future
you
see, husband, bitch.
You see that okay. person from high school,
yes,
that you really ain't like, and then you got your bonnet on.
Okay, you gonna be mad,
but that's confrontation.
That would never happen.
I love that you said it came from your mama because that came from my mama. I didn't see my mama in a lot of sweatsuits.
I never
and,
seen her out in pajamas, you know, bonnet.
Oh,
never.
My mama would beat our
never.
Ass.
Exactly.
Girl,
pajamas never.
My grandma,
bitch.
They no. and they all know my grandma. My grandma passed away, bless her heart. But my grandma, she not no. going for the bonnet. She not going for the hair tie.
House
she
shoes.
Not, house shoes, none of that.
Your you gotta, onesie.
You gotta man. Be you gotta be top tier top from to toe to the head.
Mom be like, if your hair ain't no, you better put a hat on.
Okay. and you gotta be careful how you take that hat off depending on how you
oh,
got your
girl,
hair done.
Listen, come it on. Better be in a sleep pony.
Come on.
And just
come on, Beth.
Pressed.
She was my grandma wasn't playing none of that. That's where yeah. I got it from, because my grandma was not playing any of that.
Yeah, my mama, she didn't play that. She like checked us at the door. Like, I never seen my mama like in a lot of gym shoes. I never seen her. My mom wore skirts. Okay. Like, she just never been a dressed down girl, and people be like, oh yeah, I'm going to Victoria's Secret. I'm like, girl, that is pajamas. I can't wear that. Like, that's just not really my style. Like, to me, that's loungewear, honey. I don't do that. Like, you're not gonna see me in that
unless I'm just chilling.
Right.
I don't care if it costs $100 or not. That's sweatpants.
I'm about to say it don't need to cost $100, but that's a subject for another
right,
day.
And
I'm
I never do chilling. Feel that if you feel like look good, you feel good.
Listen.
So, yeah. I've learned that recently. Like,
activate it. When I put this wig on, activate it.
Literally. Oh, yeah. Done, you feel good.
That's because my girl. Kids would be like, where you going today?
Nowhere.
Like, all
to
week,
the grocery store.
I had this hat on. I ain't had no makeup on. It's Friday. Even though the restaurant's not open, I'm just going to the gas station.
But
Target,
it's okay.
Kroger, and Meijer.
Because they be okay. dressing in Target. Let me tell you, they be okay. dressing. They be dressing.
I like to go to the ones that are
especially
far out.
Especially
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Home.
Okay, period.
I feel like it's, working from home, we be in the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
girl.
Getting
dressed
I
look
like
now
trash.
Is like Alex. A luxury
what
at this
What we say
point.
Earlier on our way here, we getting dressed up. Where are we going?
Girls,
okay,
we going to the iPhone.
Y'all on camera. Y'all
I'm
on
going
camera
to the
today.
iPhone. That's okay. what I get dressed okay. for. The iPhone.
Okay, take your pictures.
Period.
Do your TikTok. Do whatever you got to do. Get dressed up for your TikTok. People, mm-hmm. we always talking about people that get on the internet and just get dressed up and take it off.
Okay,
but it's just
I'm
like,
here.
Okay, so y'all, but
and
y'all watch my
it.
TikTok,
okay.
then y'all.
Okay,
I feel you or your man liked it.
Okay,
period.
But I feel like if you never find a reason to get dressed up and feel good about you every day, like people say, why you celebrate? Every holiday, but what every day is not going to be the same.
Promise.
Yeah. I like
it's
to
not
look
promised
forward.
Either.
Yeah. Yes, and I like to get excited. So Valentine's Day, birthday, 4th of July, Memorial. I'm celebrating every day
exactly.
because every other day in between is considered
regular.
A regular normal day. Yep. So at what point do you get excited about life?
Exactly.
Like, I know 3 people who done died in the last 3 weeks. I'm not trying to.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to just be. So,
stagnant.
I mean, I am,
COVID-19 aware, but I'm not trying to not live my life.
Absolutely. Because this is going to be a part of our life. Yes. So we have to make sure we know how to navigate around it.
Yes.
And still be able to satisfy who we are on the inside. Yes. Because I know as a creative, it's been really hard.
Girl,
for me.
That's hard.
So hard.
It's really been hard for me to create. It's been hard for me to write. It's been hard for me to just like come up with ideas.
Same.
Because I just,
and out.
Mm-hmm. Just being alone. I like being alone and just in my element. I just haven't been able to do that. I haven't been able to.
And yeah, just being around people. Yeah. And it's so awkward.
It's weird.
Do y'all think us, because I clearly from your conversation, I feel like we're all pretty much in our confinement at home, you know, minding our own business with this COVID shit. Okay. So do y'all think that when you come out of it, is it going to be a challenge for you? Or I'm gonna is still it going to be easy for you to adapt?
I feel like I'm going to be more because, well, in my head, I feel like I'm going to be more loose because I'm so ready to be in somebody's club.
Girl, same.
With music playing, filling my drink. Like, same. I feel like I'm going
to
be ready.
I'm ready to get on. I want y'all to be ready.
At the same time. I'm going to be ready.
I'm so ready to get on a plane and, like, go overseas.
Get on a plane.
I'm going
to
do the most.
I'm ready to get on a plane and, like, go overseas and, like, do some stuff because they don't want us in there right now.
I don't know
when it's over, though.
When it's over. But they're more clean than we are. Yeah,
they're over there.
Well prepared than we are.
Google your quarantine.
That's the thing.
When you get over there, you only live for 7 days. You got to quarantine for 14.
Right.
So you got to
be careful of that. But I'm just, I don't know. Like I've traveled during. I've traveled during the quarantine and stuff like that. And I'm quarantined where I'm supposed to travel or whatever. But it's just like being able to go overseas is like a luxury now.
Yeah.
It was always a luxury.
But now it's one of them things where it's like they don't even want us over there.
Because
Why would they?
Atlanta is the cure.
Are we ratchet with the COVID? We ratchet with the Capitol
riot. Oh, yeah. The Capitol riot.
Don't nobody want us around.
That's the podcast that's, next time.
That's some ghetto.
I was like, don't even bring me in.
They're so ghetto on that Capitol.
Today too,
girl.
Well, I got a couple more
bring me back in on that one.
So,
girl,
we already talked about Snoop Dogg and Rihanna, which we're gonna sell all this. Next one, Smokey or Day Day. Who you want to smoke with?
Of course, Smokey. We'll be fucking rolling.
I'm gonna be on the floor.
Smokey, we're gonna be crying because Smokey is gonna be talking about his real life. I mean, Day Day gonna be talking about bitches and stuff.
Yeah,
Smokey, you gonna be talking about real life shit. Like,
no, but Smokey is gonna be funny as
Smokey. The way he stopped that convertible with his foot,
that shit is just like he just stupid. That he just stupid off the rip. Like you being high and talking to him, it's gonna be a complete different experience.
Regular conversation.
Exactly.
Day Day is upset. He like, man, these big fat bitches. Smokey is more like, just conversation. Like, my mama wants some cigarettes from the car from the store. Like, so Smokey for sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Smokey. I guess I'm a roll with Day Day just for
the sake because nobody else did.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, I would smoke with Day Day. So I would rather Day Day.
Day Day's funny.
Okay.
That's a funny character.
So, last question, y'all. If you had to choose the rest of your life, would you rather take edibles or smoke weed?
Edibles.
Flowers.
I say, but
I can control my. I can control it with weed. You can't control
edibles. Edibles are serious.
But edibles take you to a whole nother.
That's my whole thing. It's like the high that you get. And I was gonna text you yesterday because, ma'am, not even that. The flower. Mm-hmm. Every time I buy from you, me and Lily be.
I'm telling you, them brownies.
Quality flowers.
Okay. And that's what I was going to text you yesterday, but I was too up in the air to text you. But
me, every time she told me to tell her about it,
what was the strand?
What
was the strand?
Sunset Sherbert.
Because you see, I don't even know. I just trust her. I just be like, I need what I need or whatever. But even
we don't sell weed, though.
Yeah, that's true. That she don't.
That's not what I do.
Wherever we get the edibles from, too.
I distribute edibles.
My best friend texted me and was like, I don't know what she did,
But she put her foot in these.
Period. And, but we do make butter.
And they're actually good.
Yeah, they're good. I'm about to say, my best friend forever, she is the one who has been eating them. I got a box for Christmas. And she's eating them. And I'm like, bro, first of all, mine would have been gone by now. So you a good one. But she texted me the other day and was like, she put her foot in these. Like, whatever it is, like, whatever she did, keep doing it. And I'm like, bro, I feel the same way about the flour. Because I don't get edibles that often, but I get... weed that often. Absolutely. And every time, me and my friend, we be in the sky, like, not knowing what to do with ourselves.
So, you must don't smoke.
No, I do. But I live 2 hours away, technically.
That's what I'm saying. You must don't smoke but like we that. We do, that, but it's just smoke. Like,
every time I come up here and I get the flower from where I get the flower from, it's
definitely 10 out of 10. Town vibe.
And also, I went to school out of state. I went to school in the South.
Girl, don't give me no Bama weed. Okay. I don't smoke that shit in
baby, baby, Tennessee. Tennessee is even worse. They be thinking they got some, but they don't have anything. I should have went down there.
That's
I
like need the to gas go back. $5 bag.
Okay. Girl, y'all over there fucking.
Girl,
what is it called? In the gas station, synthetic weed.
Yes. Right, okay.
I wouldn't smoke. That's some crazy stuff.
No. I'm talking about the guys who be in the.
Oh, they got that little nickel bag.
Outside of it, yes.
What are those? No. Button bags.
The
first $5 bag I got off was in Detroit.
Really?
Yes.
Of course. Girl, my BFF knew where to go.
Like, of course. And them little nickel bags used to be fat.
Girl. Yes. I used to go off the 7 Mile and Evergreen.
Really?
Yes. And I remember the one fucking time, and girl, I'm mad Alex not in here, but the one time I walked up to the door, and the police, when I tell y'all, it was so many. It, not even so many, I'm lying. It was police riding up the street, and I got so scared.
Oh, my word.
It was a guy on his bicycle, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do we do? And he rolled past laughing at me like, girl.
Just keep doing whatever you're doing, baby. I'm not going to snitch on the people, but
weed is elevated.
But it's a place in the hood where you can buy weed from the gas station.
Of course.
And it's not bad. And it's not bad. I'm not going to tell y'all where I be at because I don't want them to get shut down. Yeah, but they don't be bad.
Of course.
Honestly. And I ain't never in my life bought weed from the gas station. My friends was like, girl, it's a gas station right across the street. They sell weed. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. If I don't buy from who I buy from.
I was going to say, if I was back in the day, maybe I would check it out. But
yeah, I understand now.
Even though it's not good, what happens is they come into our neighborhoods and they set up shop with their dollar, and you have the dope boys who come there, and they are, and then you have them who have the dollar, and they bring the exotic weed down here, and they have the dope boys sell it. And they put them in the forefront of it. So
that's true.
So, okay, because I'm kind of slow. So basically telling me, like,
I'm going to come from my country. I'm going to have the funds and the loans that you're going to give me because I'm coming from my country, and you're going to give them to me before you give it to black people. And then I'm going to set up a liquor store. I'm going to set up a gas station in your neighborhood, and my dollar is going to circulate back to my own community. I'm not going to spend it in your community. Yeah. I'm going to get the money from your community. I'm not going to take it back to my community and circulate that dollar.
Yeah,
but I'm going to also sell marijuana because I know black people want that.
Yeah.
And I have the money to put the exotics in other people's hands, so you can go and distribute it for me and then report back.
Okay. See, okay, and the gas station that I go to is black owned. I want to let that know. I want to let that be known that it's black owned.
We love it for
and
that.
And I know that it's black owned, but yes, you are correct.
And
you
that's
are
what's happening
correct.
In the legal cannabis business. You have all the people from these California, white people Seattle coming to Michigan, getting all of the licenses.
Because they swear.
So if you guys are interested in truly becoming legalized and getting your license, please, if that's what you want, do so. If you're caregivers, so be it.
I love caregiving.
If you're black market, I say be careful. But if you have the money and you want to get into it legal, it's ways out there. Mm-hmm. And it's a young lady who's really a voice for our black community named Mitzi Rudock.
I was about to say,
who's out there.
Okay.
I'm a part of her class right now, Pathway to Legal. And she is guiding me in the right direction because I am seeking my legal cannabis license. And once we all done, I will be announcing it on Dope.
I was going to say,
you'll be able to share your knowledge.
Right, period. Yes. I was going to say, is Dope Girls Detroit a good place to come to if they need extra help?
Oh, yes, always. I am always willing to help and lead. I am not afraid of competition.
Period.
Because I shouldn't be the only one doing it. I want to see more blacks doing it, more people who look like us, more brown people doing it. And this business, we're in jail for it. We paid the price for it. So why don't we
profit
benefit
from it? Exactly.
Yes. And like she says, generational wealth. What other market can we get into with no degree?
Yeah.
And our experiences from the streets. Come already know this. So why are we allowing everyone else to come in and take these
very easily?
Let her, come on, talk
but
to
it's up to us. Yep. It's up
it
to,
is up to us.
Yeah.
It is.
To pursue and seek these licenses.
Absolutely.
So if you're interested and if you have questions, you can give me a call. I have the perfect contact to lead you there. Like I said, it is a long journey. I've been seeking this for a year and a half. Yeah. But I finally see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I will have news within the next couple months, hopefully.
And Detroit Dope Girls podcast, y'all, is going to be on Clubhouse soon.
Okay.
So make sure you tune in. Yes. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things. You can come and network and stuff like that. Bring your girls, bring your weed.
And
Mella
is going to be back soon, y'all.
I would love to come back because I love talking my shit.
So with that being said, as we wrap up today's episode, I hope you all enjoyed it. We definitely
had a good time today. We had so much fun.
The Dope Girls definitely enjoyed Mella.
Oh, yeah,
I love y'all. I love
She has been fun since she walked in the door this afternoon.
Y'all warmed it up, made it high.
Okay, I love made it high. I love that. You need to
that's my girl. Shout out to my girl Princess. Okay. Black Trans Life Matter.
So
my girl Princess, I gotta shout her out.
Come on,
like,
so you have to tell, this is our question we ask to everyone. Mm-hmm. What makes you dope?
Oh man, I'm myself. Like, I'm just like, nobody else is like me. I feel like when I come in the room, it's just like about to get turned up. And it's just me, and I'm not trying to turn it up.
It's just like,
that just dope. Yeah, people just want to be my friend. So
I don't want to be your friend.
Okay. We friends. We love you.
We're all friends.
We love you. So
it's
just
happening.
Know that we friends
call
now because we love you.
Yeah.
When are you coming back?
Oh, yeah. When are you
call
when
me. I'm here. Just tell me a week in advance so I can tell my mama to watch my baby.
We got to team up or something.
No,
you are
serious.
So cool.
I'm all like I was told y'all, like, I'm rebranding, like, I'm 30 now, so everybody didn't see me do my foolishness when I was like 21. I graduated from Eastern Michigan University,
period.
So that's where I kind of started my foolishness, and people see me from doing like videos and just talking. So
so tell people how to follow you as we wrap it up and how to reach you in the future.
So you want to reach me at a couple different things. So you can reach me on my personal page. That'll be Mella, M-E-L-L-A dot Moet, which is M-O-E-T. And then my business page, which is Upscale Smokers with an S.
For the girlies.
Yep, the Upscale Smokers. www.upscalesmoke.com. I am also on Clubhouse as Mella Moet. Come and talk to me and we can kick it. I send free stuff to certain people and certain demographics and stuff just to get my name out there. So hit me up. And then I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, you're not getting my Facebook. But that's it. Yeah, Mella.Moet. If you want to follow me on my personal journey, and Upscale Smokers is going to be my business page.
Spell Mella.Moet for them.
Yep, it's MELLA.MOET. So Mella Moet. Mella Moetta. Point me to a bitch that do it better.
Some of y'all, I'm about to say, some of y'all might pronounce it Monet, but it's Monet, baby.
Ooh. Yeah, make it high, Monet.
I got you. Some people might pronounce it Monet, but it's Moet.
It's Moet, okay? But I like Moet. Like,
Monet?
I like when certain people call Mella Moet. Yeah. Okay. Certain people. Only certain.
And look, that's her name. Alex Monet.
Okay,
with this face.
Yeah, because my mama told me, she like, girl, your name is a perfume. I'm like,
It's okay, baby. I smell good.
I love Mella Moet.
Stop. You know what?
I like it.
Y'all, these people are crazy today. I hope y'all laughed as much as we did in this video. For real. And for with sure. that That's being said, yep. yes, we're going to wrap it up. Mm. And we're going to see you guys again.
Soon. Oh. We'll see y'all soon. We're going to see y'all soon.
I can't wait.
Y'all know it's a Panera Bread outside. It's a lot Panera. Going on. It's a lot. A pandemic, a Panera Bread, whatever you want to call it. They cracking up.
A panoramic,
whatever you want to call it. It's a lot going on outside. So we be trying to space out the episodes.
I'm like, she's looking at me like, huh?
Yes, that's everybody
a
calls
it Panera Bread. I'm using that tonight on Clubhouse.
Okay, period. A panoramic, whatever you want to call it.
A panorama.
Y'all what? Know it's a panorama. It's whatever going on. It's COVID. Miss COVID is still here.
And we are in Detroit and we can't do anything.
We're trying to make sure, you know, Whitmore got us locked down. So we're just trying to make sure everybody is safe. So y'all got to be nice to us when it comes to these episodes.
Yes, these kids can go back to school.
Yeah, that too. So the kids can go back to school, all of that.
You know.
The kids are not ready to go back.
Girls
are not
going on March 1st.
Y'all got to go on March 1st.
This is important. School is important.
I understand.
We need JG here. So you can tell these kids to go back to school.
Yeah.
It's important.
We're telling them to go back to school, though.
Social interaction is important.
I understand that, but kids are nasty. Like, literally.
No.
They're disgusting.
Okay, see,
no,
these
are.
People who don't have... I mean, I know. We're going into a new podcast.
Okay. Sorry, y'all. All right.
This is what happens when you get together. Okay. Exactly.
I'm going to say the Panera Bread is just making us crazy.
Yeah, don't talk about the Panera.
Y'all acting real 2020 around.
Don't talk about the Panera.
Wrap okay. it up, Danny.
Go ahead. So,
make it
happen. Oh, this is our first podcast of
2020. Welcome to 2021 to be here with y'all.
I'm not about to
start. I think y'all made y'all first episode real high.
Period.
Real special.
Oh my God.
Real,
real high girl shit.
I warmed it up.
Real high girl shit.
No, real dope girl shit.
Real dope real girl, girl shit. Dope girl 95 Air Max song.
Daniel don't know what to do with us right now. Go ahead, Daniel. Okay, do your outro, baby. Do your outro.
I'm going to tell her to just cut us off in the middle.
Okay, shout out. Follow us on Dope Girls Detroit on Instagram. Twitter is coming soon. YouTube is coming soon, so y'all can see some visuals of us being in the studio and everything. But it's going to be Dope Girls Detroit like it is on Instagram on everything. Is it an underscore?
Yep, underscore.
It's an underscore under there, but on YouTube it's just gonna be Dope Girls Detroit because there's nobody else on there with our name. Mm-hmm. And just follow us, and you know you
and comment. Let us know if you want to be a guest.
Let us know if you want to be a guest. Let us know if you have anything.
I'm bringing so many people to y'all. You don't even understand.
I'm about to say if you want us to talk about anything specific, because this is all Black women. Podcast, but for the most part,
and it's
just
organic,
be us.
Y'all.
See, we just been on here just talking. So right. If y'all want us to talk about anything specific, just let us know. Cannabis related, politics, stuff like that. Just let us know, and we will research it and make sure we come on here and talk about it with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
I honestly feel like we need 2.5 hours,
girl.
If you want to get into the things of the things of the things,
okay.
We ain't even touched on what we should have touched on.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Okay.
So check us out next time.
Absolutely. Yes. And we'll that's why soon. You got to follow Dope Girls Detroit Podcast because you're not going to get all of the things of the things of the things in one sitting.
Come
you
got to
follow
Come
up
on.
And get all the things of the things of the things in the next one. And the next one. And the next one. And the next one.
We out.